This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The sheriff's office is searching for two heavyset black men wanted in connection with two armed robberies in southern Humboldt over the weekend. They first assaulted and robbed one victim of marijuana at the Best Western in Garberville and then robbed a second victim of marijuana at the Sherwood Forest Motel. That victim followed the pair and eventually forced their vehicle to crash on Highway 101 between Redway and Garberville, where the suspects fled on foot. They remain at large. The city of Eureka has appointed Captain Steve Watson as the new police chief. Watson, who has been with EPD since 2005, started on patrol, was promoted to sergeant in 2007, and then to captain in 2014. Watson said that the department needs the community's help and that partnerships and understanding are the key tenets to successful policing. City Manager Greg Sparks noted Watson's experience with the city as a key to his appointment. The sheriff's office is searching for 27-year-old Zach Harrison, a man wanted in connection with the murder of 58-year-old Alder Point resident Robert Holtzclaw on Saturday. Harrison was seen by a witness in Alder Point near Holtzclaw's truck when a shot was fired that killed Holtzclaw. Harrison fled in a black Ford F-150 pickup with Oregon plates, and he remains at large. He is considered armed and dangerous. Supervisor Estelle Fennell and the County Planning Department have scheduled a public workshop on the county's proposed commercial cannabis land use ordinance. The meeting will be held next Monday, October 2nd at 5:30, and the agenda includes proposed changes for permit deadlines, the development of performance standards for controlling odor and other impacts from cultivation, and broadening the current scope of regulations to encompass commercial activities. The local fishing industry, along with Humboldt State and the Lisa Wise Consulting Firm, will host two public meetings this month to discuss the current state and the future of the fishing industry in the county. The first meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m., with the second scheduled for Friday. A list of recommendations for improving local fisheries will be released next year. The meetings are focused on what changes can be made to bolster the local fishing economy. Fire officials and forest managers in the Six Rivers National Forest report that fire crews have gained on containment of the Orleans complex, which has scorched some 50,000 acres. Forest Supervisor Merv George said that the focus will be on clearing up hotspots and containing the spread until full suppression, which probably won't come until a regular rain begins, is achieved. Following a public meeting last week, the City of Eureka has decided that a proposed site for a day-use center for the homeless in the community is not feasible, and the search for an alternate site has begun. The pilot program would have used Runeberg Hall at Union and Wabash for the day center operated by Betty Chin, but local residents and business owners raised concerns about littering, pollution, and crime. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.